This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle's with us in Montana. And I was mentioning that if you look at new cars, they're getting thinner, thinner, thinner. And the reason is the government has mandated more miles per gallon. And I'm sure the car manufacturers like that because they go, wow, this is great because we can use thinner steel, half as much steel. We can use plastic. We can use aluminum. And we can save a whole bunch of money. And the GDP will think that these cars are really nice because, well, they look like new cars. Well, in the reality of it, they're not as, the metal's not as thick. They're not as crash-worthy in terms of structural strength of the steel. But what they've done is they've re-engineered the cages where people sit behind the wheel and in the seats in the car. So they have become engineered to be stronger, but the material that they use is thinner. So instead of just having one kind of steel to be used for the entire body of the car, the front left corner, quarter panel, the right quarter panel, the rear quarter panels, the roof, the, you know, the trunk, the hood, all that, it's different thicknesses, different compositions of steel, different materials with different strengths. So it became vehicles are lighter. They seem to be faster because, well, they've got turbochargers, one or two maybe, in the engine. So the engines are smaller. They're producing more horsepower per pound of engine weight. And they don't last as long. They wear out faster. They're more problematic, and the vehicles are disposable. So when you have a crash in a new vehicle, it's totaled in many, many cases because the material is so thin. I'm talking about the sheet metal. Kyle, any comments? Have you noticed this as well?
Oh, absolutely, Vince. But I wanted to go back to the thinking. How is that? How has when kids think about this, folks, when your kids grow up with crap like the Chevy Cruze and the Ford Taurus, and all these other foreign things that are made so stinking thin that they're basically disposable. When your kids grow up with that, what do they learn to think like? Are they thinking in terms of, man, that's durable. This is solid. This is solid. I really want to be like that. I want to build that. Or do they think in terms of, man, cars are just disposable. These things are junk. I mean, I don't really care. I mean, who cares? I'll just get another one. Because that's the way they're being taught to think. Vince, with your permission, I've got something I want to read. And it'll take maybe about a minute. But I want to ask a question of the class. Are you training your men, your male children, to be like this? And this is a song written by Bonnie Tyler. And I'm going to read the lyrics, and I want you to hear the heart of her. And I want you to think about what this country is going to need. And then I want you to aspire to change. Here's what it says. Where have all the good men gone? And where are all the gods? Where's the streetwise Hercules to fight the rising odds? Isn't there a white knight upon a fiery steed? Late at night, I toss and turn and dream of what I need. I need a hero. I'm holding out for a hero till the end of the night. He's got to be strong, and he's got to be fast, and he's got to be fresh from the fight. I need a hero. I'm holding out for a hero till the morning light. He's got to be sure. He's got to be soon, and he's got to be larger than life. Somewhere after midnight, in my wildest fantasy, somewhere just beyond my reach, there's someone reaching back for me. Racing on the thunder and rising with the heat, it's gonna take a Superman to sweep me off my feet. I need a hero. I'm holding out for a hero till the end of the night. He's got to be strong, and he's got to be fast, and he's got to be fresh from the fight. I need a hero. I'm holding out for a hero till the morning light. He's got to be sure. It's got to be soon, and he's got to be larger than life. I need a hero. I'm holding out for a hero till the end of the night. Up where the mountains meet the heavens above, out where the lightning splits the sea, I could swear that there's someone somewhere watching me. Through the wind and the chill and the rain and the storm and the flood, I can feel his approach like a fire in my blood. I need a hero. I'm holding out for a hero till the end of the night. He's got to be strong, and he's got to be fast, and he's got to be fresh from the fight. I need a hero. I'm holding out for a hero till the morning light. He's got to be sure, and it's got to be soon. He's got to be larger than life. I challenge people to raise their sons to be that man, to be a man that can stand for what's true, what's honorable, what's perfect, not compromised, not weak, not mentally wasted. This stuff, I don't know about you, Vince, but I read those words and it brings tears to my eyes, because I have craved inside of my entire being to not only aspire to that, but to create that in my son. And I don't know, I'll get your comments, because I have a hard time talking right now.
Well, I'm right there with you, Kyle. I'm doing exactly the same thing that you're doing. I'm trying to teach honor and integrity, how to do things. And frankly, when you talk about heroes, I've said this a number of times right here in class, that there are no heroes. There are no heroes that I can think of right now in the United States of America. But I can think of some in the past. General George Washington, he was one. General George Patton, he was another one. Militiaman John Parker, who was at the Battle of Lexington. And I can think of another one, Patrick Henry. But modern day, no, I really can't think of one. And Kanye West, you know, whether he's got red sneakers or a hoodie on, he's not a hero. I can't think of a single ball player. I can't think of a single politician. Not one. I can't think of a single producer in Hollywood. I can't think of a single actor who is alive in Hollywood right now. However, if you look at some of the actors from, let's say, the 1960s, you will see names like Jimmy Stewart. He was in the military. And if you think Lee Marvin, and if you think of people like that who were in the military, those guys had it tough, and they didn't complain. So you could say that they rose to the occasion, and you could want to emulate their behavior. But now, I can't think of a single person in the public sphere whom I would like to emulate the behavior of. Not one. Not one. And many of the people who are in the media have major, major chinks in their armor. Major chinks. Major defects. And these are defects that, you know, the public, I'm not saying the GDP, I'm just saying the public at large don't see, don't know about, don't realize. You know, some people think that William Jefferson Blythe Clinton is a good guy. Some people think that his wife is a good guy. Oh, actually, some people think that she's a lesbian. True. Who told me that? Well, Larry Nichols. Larry Nichols told me that. Bill Clinton said that Hillary's had more women than he has. Can you imagine that? Bill Clinton saying that his wife has had more women than the philanderer has. You know, you look at the Kennedys sharing Marilyn Monroe. I mean, it's really hard to find a hero. Really hard. Darn near impossible. You know, Kyle, an easy way to learn is to watch it on the screen, right? That's the easy way.
Right.
You can just watch it. It's harder to read it, and so people don't read too much. I have been encouraged over the years to go video. I will not do it. I will not do it because I believe that radio is the theater of the mind, and I do not want USA Prepares to be background noise. I really want it to be an educational experience. And I believe that if we move to video, if everything moves to video, audio plus video, we will lose the ability to imagine and we will become less smart, less sharp, less brilliant, less everything, except more lazy. And I'm not willing to do it. I am not willing to. I'm willing to close the doors rather than move to video. That's my position. And, yeah, video is easier for everybody else. It's harder for me, and I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. You know, Kyle, we were talking about the thinness of automobiles, the thinness of everything, disposability. I want to share something with you. That this is how far we have fallen. A relatively new Ford pickup truck showed up with a flat tire. And it's kind of easy. Just we have roller jacks. We can put the car up on the lift or the truck up on the lift and take off the wheel, dismount the tire, find the hole in the tire, put a patch plug in the tire. Not a plug, a patch plug. So a patch plug is where you dismount the tire, you find the hole, and then you sand with a rotary sander. You sand the rubber smooth on the inside of the tire, and you apply the cleaner and the cement, and you pull a patch plug through the hole. So you thread this thing that looks like a witch's hat. Okay, it's got a tail on it, and you thread that through the hole, and then the base of the hat is actually the patch. And so that's all we had to do, except we couldn't get the lug nuts off. Why? Because the lug nuts on a Ford F-150 new model are steel lug nuts with a very thin, crimped-on layer of stainless steel sheet metal. And the last guy that did it spun the sheet metal off the nut, and you couldn't get the nut off. I am a
spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, the question might be, why am I talking about lug nuts? Because it's indicative of what's happening in society. So these lug nuts on this relatively new, just a few years old, Ford F-150 pickup truck with an aluminum body within, the lug nuts are steel lug nuts, and they're covered with a thin veneer of stainless steel. So it's stainless steel sheet that's been swedged and stamped to fit over the lug nut. And if you use the wrong size lug nut wrench, or you try to take the lug nuts off more than a few times, you're going to have the lug nut spinning inside the stainless steel veneer, and you will not be able to get the lug nut off. Seriously. So what happened is the guy who owned the truck could not change his tire because he couldn't get the lug nuts off because the last guy used an impact wrench, impact gun, and destroyed the lug nuts, which is almost impossible to do unless they have a stainless steel veneer on them, which makes it real easy to do. So what's the fix? The fix is the guy wants, the owner of the vehicle, wants to do the right thing. He wants all new lug nuts. So our son said to me, hey, Dad, which would you choose? Would you choose replacement lug nuts that are stainless steel covered, steel lug nuts, or would you choose an open-ended steel lug nut? You know, that salt can get in and corrode the threads of the stud that the lug nuts are screwed onto. I said, a closed-end steel lug nut with chrome plating. He said, that's not a choice. They don't make them, Dad, for this vehicle. So it's going to cost $60 to replace all the lug nuts on this vehicle. And it came from a dealer. It was sold secondhand from a dealer. The dealer obviously didn't check the vehicle out. Obviously. Or the dealer covered it up. The bottom line is, you could be driving a vehicle and you might not be able to get the lug nuts off because they are damaged and they are stripped inside the covering of the veneer of stainless steel. So you could put a wrench on them and you can turn it to your heart's content and you won't get the lug nut off. No, that's the truth. Kyle, have you ever seen such nonsense?
And I saw something even worse, Vince, to me. I saw a guy one time had a pallet of material in the back of his truck. Now, this pallet was a metal-type pallet, and it had rollers on it, and it was a Ford pickup again. And as the forklift couldn't get in far enough. I can't remember the tailgate. He didn't want to take the tailgate off, so that the forklift picked up the back end of it there, close to the back of the tailgate, and pulled it forward. And as those front rollers rolled down this Ford pickup body, it was crushing the body. And you could see right where the braces were that was going across the bed to support the bed frame, the bed body. And it literally crushed that down as it went over those, it crush it down, raise up then for when the brace was there, and crush it back down again, and then raise up over the other one. And they didn't recognize that till after they had taken the thing out, and so you could see how that had crushed down the bed body just because it was made so junky and thin, and aluminum, I think.
Chevy had a really neat commercial. And what they did was, when Ford came out with the aluminum pickup bodies and pickup truck beds, sometimes called the bed box, they dropped a toolbox. You know, they just raised the toolbox, the standard toolbox up, you know, with squared metal corners. They dropped it from, I don't know, maybe 20 feet, 15 feet, 10 feet, and it landed in the bed and punched a hole right through the floor of the Ford aluminum bed box. Yeah. Absolutely true. Great commercial. And I applaud Chevy for doing it. I don't have a Ford pickup truck. Well, actually, I got an old Ford 1977, I think. It's just a project that ended up here. I didn't want it. It just showed up, and it became a trade for a lot of labor that we did. But that's made out of steel, and it's heavy. But I prefer, my first choice is for ride Chevy, for durability, Dodge. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With roughly 100,000 votes not counted yet in Nevada, 900,000 ballots in Arizona in need of tabulation, Republican Steve Richer, the Maricopa County Recorder, explains the delay of the midterm results.
Once they go through signature verification, once they are deemed good signature, once they go through an audit queue, then they can be sent ahead to the board for tabulation. This number is immense, but it does inhibit us from having a higher percentage of returns available within the first 24, 48 hours. But it is important that we do signature verify all of those because it is how we confirm your identity.
President Biden said he plans to discuss how the United States and China can avoid conflict when he meets with the Chinese leader Xi Jinping during a trip next week to Bali, Indonesia. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kyle's with us. Kyle, you used to be a in an automotive shop at a car dealership, a shop foreman, assistant shop foreman, service writer, those kinds of jobs. What do you think about Chevy versus Dodge versus Ford pickup trucks? I'll give you my opinion first, and I'd love to hear yours. So I think that Chevrolet rides the best and probably gets the best miles per gallon. Dodge has the, in my experience, has the worst miles per gallon, the worst riding, but the most durable. It's the strongest. It can take the most beating, and that's because of the, well, I'm talking, let's say, I'm talking 2004 models. Ford, seats aren't that great, and it's kind of a somewhere between Chevy and Dodge in terms of ride, comfort, and durability. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'll tell you a little story, Vince. So I have, over the period of my life, I've worked for Ford, and I've worked for Chrysler, GM, and GM all. And so we dealt with Dodge trucks, Jeeps. We dealt all General Motors products and all Ford products at different times in my life. So when a brand new vehicle arrives at a dealership, they have what's called campaigns. At least back then, that's what they used to call it. And what that was a list of things that was caught that wasn't up to snuff, wasn't up to the it shouldn't go out on the floor, the sales floor, before these things were done. And when we would get General Motors vehicles in, now, again, this, like you said, I agree with you that it needs to be at the very latest earlier than 012. Okay, so, and I'm talking 012 and lower at the latest. And preferably, like you said, 04 and later is even better. But in any case, when we would get these new General Motors vehicles in, there would usually be about two or three pages in a paper that would explain one or two things that they wanted you to do before the vehicle went out on the floor. And when I worked, and we were at the same dealership I was at, we handled Jeep, and so we would get Dodge as well because we get all of the Dodge paperwork. Well, when Dodge would show up with their campaign information, it would be about, 7 to 15 pages. And that would be explaining anywhere from 5 to 10 things that they wanted you to do or install or fix or reprogram on the car before it went out, or truck before it went out on the showroom floor. And when I worked for Ford, there literally was a booklet. And this booklet would be 25 to 30 pages long and explain anywhere from 5 to 15 things they wanted you to fix before it would go out onto the floor. So the quality control on the Fords was just way worse. Now, I will say this. Ford used to have some really good engines. They're straight sixes that Ford used to make. The 190, the 200, the 300. That was some of the best engines for a straight six-cylinder, inline six-cylinder engine that was ever built. And their the old transfer cases, the old front and rear ends on the four-wheel drives and stuff like that used to be excellent, except for the old Ford twin I-beam. The twin I-beam was a nightmare, just where it would wear out if you looked at it wrong. And you're right, Dodge made real heavy-duty running gear. It was brilliant as far as their ability to take that Cummins 5.9 diesel engine and put that in their truck. That was a brilliant move on their part. They built a decent truck. The front ends were usually rather weak compared to General Motors. They didn't ride as good when they first come out with that Dodge diesel in 89, I think it was 88 or 89. They put that in a heavy duty 3/4 ton truck that rode like a bucking bronc. It was a terrible ride. But you're correct. General Motors has the best ride. They had overall the least amount of problems. As they change and they went to these fancy diesels and the more complicated diesels, rather than just trying to keep it simple and straightforward and, not add a bunch of the electronic garbage to these diesel engines, the more they added, the worse they got. And that's the hardest thing. And that goes back to this one. I have another thought on this, on the cars. It deals with cars and it goes back to politics. And I thought about Biden meeting with Xi Jinping and all of these things. And I thought about the American people and our thought process. And so this has to deal with cars and everything else, folks. People have been taught and you have been programmed to think in terms of fallacy rather than substance. So think about the newer cars. What do they have on them that draws you? Is it substance? Is it a running gear, an engine, a body that is solid that you could hit a deer with and practically just break a light bulb? Or is it something that if you hit a deer on the highway, it's totaled? You've been taught and brought up to respond to fallacy rather than substance. And that's the same thing. You're dealing with a country like China that's substance. It's manufacturing. It's strength compared to the fallacy of the foolishness that people voted for in this last election. You've got fallacy predominating and are dominating the minds of American people more than substance. And that's one of the ways that we have been manipulated and changed. Your comments, Vince?
I'm in total agreement. And so I'm thinking about this, you know, Chevy Cruze, and the ground clearance is so low that it was almost impossible for us to put this on a tow dolly. Almost impossible. We had to make ramps out of wood in order to get it up onto the tow dolly so that it could be towed to the shop. Ultimately, we couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. So what we literally did was hooked up a nylon 2-inch wide tow strap, because the front bumper is so low on this car that you can't really get it on a trailer. You can't get it on a tow dolly. So literally, we took our lowest ball mount, one that drops about 6 inches from the lowest hitch on one of our trucks, which happened to be a 2004 Chevy, and we used a nylon tow strap to tow this a couple miles to our shop, because any other way would have destroyed the front bumper, which was already banged up because it hit a deer. And this Chevy Cruze, the plastic bumper cover was held on by zip ties, about 6 or 8 of them, because it hit a deer. Headlights busted up, the hood's busted, the bumper's busted. Probably has, I don't know, $3,000 worth of damage from hitting a deer. Now, if you hit a deer with, maybe a 1994 Chevy pickup truck, probably wouldn't have too much damage at all. Really. That's the difference. And people have been, because they don't understand metal, because they don't understand science, because they haven't been educated in elementary school about structures and how things work, and in high school, because they haven't been shown how they work, they don't know how things work. And vehicles are so low now that it's almost impossible to change your own oil unless you have a set of drive-on ramps. But then again, you might not be able to drive on the ramps because the front bumper is too low to let you drive on ramps. Now, none of these were problems back in the 1960s and the 1970s. You could go to Kmart or go to Sears, or you could go to, you know, any big box store, auto parts store, buy a set of metal drive-on ramps for $20 for the entire set. You could just drive your vehicle right up on the ramps and then put blocks behind the wheels so that the car wouldn't roll off them, just as a safety measure. Set the parking brake, put the vehicle in gear, and then you could crawl under the vehicle on your back and change your own oil. That's hard to do today because you can't get under the vehicle.
You know, Ben, here is a trick. I just ran into that. So my wife has had her heart set on a Honda Civic, and we finally found one that was a screaming buy. And so, you know, I indulged her, and, you know, we went ahead and bought it. Would I have preferred a Toyota? Yes, because the reality is Toyotas do outlast Hondas. But Hondas really are a well-made for a little car. You know, if you hit a deer, they're going to come undone. Just they're totaled. There's no two ways about it. So I pray a lot. Lord, protect the car and her and me. So, but anyway, it needed the oil changed. And I really wanted to get that Prolong in that engine to help it last as long as possible. Well, I put the ramps out there on the ground, pulled the car up to it, and you're exactly right. The bumper was hitting the ramps. I was going to break the bottom cowling on the bumper if I tried to push it to go up the ramps. So what I had to do, and this is a little trick for you folks, I went and got two pieces of 2x4 that was about 8 inches long, and I set them out in front of the ramps. And so what would happen is I could drive the little car up on the 2x4, and then I could hit the ramp at a little bit higher angle so that I could drive the car up onto the top of the ramp and change the oil. But that's what worked.
So yesterday we're setting or fixing to go on this service call, and I said to her, "Just 1 second." So I went in the barn and I got 2 2x4s, about 24 inches long, and I got 2 more 2x6s, about a foot long. I put them in the truck, and off we went. And then before we loaded or tried to load the vehicle, the Cruise, onto the tow dolly, I put the 2x4 and the 2x6 in front of each one of the ramps and did exactly what you described, exactly. And, it really made a difference, but even then, this thing was a little too low, and we had to hold up the bumper, the plastic bumper, so it would clear the tow dolly. So, class, these are lessons from people who have done it. Kyle and I've done it. So you might want to put these in the back of your mind, because if you have one of these little cars, you're going to have these problems.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Plus, I've got two things on the list. It's going to be tough to get them both in, but we're going to try. So one is about insurance. So our son was at a red light, a couple cars in front of him. He stopped at a red light in the big city, Springfield, Missouri. And he was driving our 1999 Dodge Cummins turbo diesel pickup truck, the one that Kyle says is pretty tough. And it is. So he was stopped. And the people in front of him were stopped. Everybody stopped. And he stopped there for maybe 30 seconds. And a guy crashed into the back of him with a little minivan. Totaled the minivan. Damaged the truck a little bit, the bumper, and a little bit of the paint. So the insurance company, I called them and said, a guy crashed into us. They said, okay, well, you're covered. Don't worry about it. You're not at fault. Great. And so we talked about the cost of repairs, and it would take about 2 weeks between the time we got all the parts at the body shop and they finally painted it and the damaged area. And I said, okay, so what about vehicle in the meantime? They said, well, we don't pay for the coverage of rental trucks. And I said, so what do you pay for? And they said, well, like a small little runaround car, like a Chevy Cobalt. And I said, well, do they come in hatchbacks? And the guy said, well, I don't know. Why do you want to know that? And I said, well, I'm figuring that I'm going to have to weld a gooseneck trailer hitch. And I figure if it's got a hatchback, I can just raise the back hatch and weld in the gooseneck so that I can use it to haul around a 26-foot gooseneck trailer. And I said, I'll tell you what, never mind. I got a better idea. I'll just weld it onto the roof. And he said, we can give you either $35 or $50 a day, and if you can find a truck, you can have that as an allowance while yours is being fixed. The whole point of that is negotiation class. So, I throw some humor in there, but I do it with a straight face. I let him know that there was a real distinct possibility that I was going to weld a trailer hitch on the roof of a Chevy Cobalt. Okay, and because that's what I needed. And the principle of insurance is to indemnify you against the loss. So if I have a truck that I use for hauling stuff around the farm and pulling a trailer, and I have a loss, I expect to be indemnified against that loss. That's what insurance is for, except, you pay the deductible. That was one thing. Kyle, any quick comments? Because the next thing is about Jeep Wranglers.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so Class, you know, if you have a farm, you can buy one of those UTVs and you can spend $10,000 and get a single cylinder UTV and ride it around. Or you could buy a used Jeep for about one third the cost. Now, the UTVs, generally, you might be able to get one with a windshield and possibly have a roof. But a Jeep, you can get with a roof and doors and heat, sometimes air conditioning. Ours doesn't have air conditioning. So our Jeep is, almost 30 years old, almost. It's a Jeep Wrangler YJ would be the model of it, four-cylinder, 2.5 liters. It has about a quarter of a million miles on it, literally. And it runs great. So what I'm trying to distinguish, the difference between a brand new UTV for 10 grand or a Jeep for 3 grand or 4 grand used, and the difference in durability, longevity, and resale value. Kyle, any of your comments?
Yep. Just be careful about buying any Jeep if it's more than, I'd say, 20 years old. I would avoid it. I mean, I would, that's what I would be looking at. If it's newer than 20 years old, they're rated as some of the least reliable vehicles you can own. I think I looked this up one time just recently. I was looking at about 010, 011 Jeep, Wrangler, and, it was rated the fourth most unreliable vehicle, ever made. So it used to be, like back when the days when you had yours, that Jeep was amazing. World War II, they were amazing. That's where they made their name. The newer stuff, pretty junky.
Okay, so don't get one newer than 20 years old is what I think I'm hearing. Not
yes,
newer.
Exactly,
okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Ours is 28 years old, 28, and it's a tank. And literally, class, this is unbelievable. We've had it, I don't know, maybe 5 years, paid about $3,900 for it. It was in pretty darn good shape. It had a hard top. And we have driven it over 3,000 miles on our farm. That is rough, rough use. Driving over hills and dales and pulling wood and logs and in the freezing cold, in the blistering heat, you know, taking salt licks out to the cows, fence posts, pulling small trailer. And it has big tires, you know, like a vehicle would have, like a truck would have. Not children's type, you know, silly tires. Just big standard tires. The tires can handle a heavy load. They've got great traction. It's two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive low. It is impressive. 28 years old, quarter of a million miles, and I think it is a better value if you find something like that than buying a UTV. And I know for a fact I could easily sell that Jeep for more than we paid for it. Kyle, any 10-second comments?
Nope, that's it, Ben. It's great being on the air with you.
Great. I'll see you in a couple of weeks, Kyle. Thank you for your wisdom and your passion and your assistance in educating people who want to know how to do more and improve their lives. Thank you so much, Kyle.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.